Berkeley, fatal explosion. Paris, attempt to kill De Gaulle. Washington, presidential news conference, and this is Stephen B. Stevens with...
CXOK! The Central News! The Big Story.
Berkeley, curiosity killed the boy. One boy is dead and three injured seriously after an explosion today in the suburb of Berkeley. The blast occurred in an old fuel storage tank kept in a wooded area. Some youngsters playing nearby said the big tank exploded and burst into flames when one boy lighted a match and looked into an opening to see what it contained. Dead is Marvin Kirwin, about 8 years old, of 4322 Rolling Road. In critical condition is 11-year-old Billy Troutwine of the same address. Mike Stidley, age 12, and his 10-year-old brother Billy are in serious condition. One tragic note about this, the firm that owned the tanks had been cited for storing them in a residential area and was to appear in court later this month.
The world and universe.
Paris, an attack on De Gaulle. French President De Gaulle is unharmed after a machine gun attack this evening. The French Interior Ministry says the shots were fired from a speeding car as De Gaulle was being driven to an airport outside of Paris. It was the third attempt to assassinate the French leader in less than 1 year. Washington. President Kennedy says the Russians cannot unilaterally affect the rights of the West in Berlin. His view expressed at a news conference stemmed from today's sudden abandonment of the Soviet Commandant's office in Berlin. He said the Western allies are busy drawing up an announcement in response to the Russian action. The Russian move is viewed in Berlin as one more step in the Kremlin campaign to force the Western allies out of Berlin. The Russian announcement says that in the future the allies will have to do business with Soviet headquarters in Red East Germany.
KXOK predicts
prophecy. The salesman of the future who uses brochures and displays in his work will be able to have more material with him, for it will all be put onto microfilm. He will use a small lightweight projector to display his product to a prospective customer.
The Midwest.
St. Louis. New player to report Friday. St. Louis Cardinals announced the purchase of Bob Birta, a left-handed hitting outfielder from their Atlanta Farm Club in the International League. He was hitting .304 for Atlanta with 71 runs batted in and 10 home runs. The 24-year-old player is a St. Louisan and studied at the University of Illinois.
KXOK reflects the public opinion with its award-winning feature. Sound off.
Topic, international talks. Mr. W.J. of Decatur, Illinois writes, I think it's about time we take some action toward ending the Geneva Disarmament Conference and hunt some other method of securing a nuclear test ban treaty and the laying down of arms in the world. Russia keeps right on rejecting every Western proposal, even those in which concessions are made. We're just wasting time and spending money keeping representatives over there. St. Louis. A spokesman for major Southwestern railroads says the lines do not intend at this time to reduce rates on hay shipped to southern Missouri drought counties, although authorized by the Interstate Commerce Commission to do so. East St. Louis. The Chamber of Commerce is trying to promote construction of an exposition hall at East St. Louis, which would be suitable for conventions and sports events. Charleston. An integration leader says Negroes marched to McCutcheon Theater in Charleston, Missouri last night in protest of alleged segregation of Negroes in the balcony of the movie. James Foreman, executive secretary of the Nonviolent Coordinating Committee of Atlanta, Georgia, who arrived in Charleston last night, says the 29 Negro marchers stood outside an hour until 9 p.m. after finding the theater closed with the lights out. Foreman said the demonstrators went around the block once just after they arrived and that during this time two white persons were ushered into the theater. He said there was no violence. In sports, tonight, St. Louis is back to play in Milwaukee.
KXOK News will pay if you're the top news tipper of the day. A check from KXOK is now on its way to...
George Daly, Jennings, Missouri. This is KXOK's Stephen B. Stevens.
Get the facts first, always from...
Scattered thunder showers this evening, paired tonight with the low reaching 72, sunny tomorrow, and a high of 98. Current KXOK radio park temperature, 83 degrees. It's 5 p.m.